Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We've been talking about this all day. This is a long season. It's not like college football. Like, if you lose a game in the SEC, it can ruin your season. It's the NFL. You can lose 3 games in division, 4 games in division. Just got to take deep breath. These are the world's best football players. Tom Brady, bad game, got a bye week. It's like, it's okay. Like, just don't. Try not to lose. Don't let a team beat you twice. Like, don't let it get in your head like I would know. But Joe Burrow didn't have his best day yesterday, and he joins us live. And I loved your answer. I said, okay, Joe, what are you going to bye week? Are you going to go on a nice vacation, you know, get this out of your head? And you said what? What are your bye week going to be?
Sit at home, sit on the couch, and watch some football. It's going to be a great week.
And it was funny because I thought, you know, if you had canceled today, I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. But literally, take me through the process. Game's over. You're going to probably watch some tape. Not your best Sunday. The process for you emotionally. Where are you at right now on that?
Yeah, obviously, you know, right after the game, you're feeling pretty crappy. You know, I didn't play very well. But then you watch the film, it's never as bad as it looks, and it's never as good as you think it was coming off the field. And something that I'm going through and learning, you know, you just talked about it. You know, in college, you lose a game, it's the end of the world. You know, you're out of the playoff conversation, yada, yada, yada. You know, in the NFL, you really have to stay even keeled. You lose a game, it's not the end of the world. And you got a bye week, regroup. You know, we got 8 games left. We're right in the thick of it, 5-4. A lot of teams are 5-4.
Yeah.
We just got to go and practice and get ready to go.
You know, it's interesting. And I, one of the things that, Joe, I never do, I never question play calling. I don't look at the tape. You're an expert. I'm a sports guy. There is a throw that NFL coaches ask quarterbacks to make. I've never liked it because I think it's a hard throw to make. And I'm not making excuses for anybody, but the Denzel Ward play, I don't love that. Denzel's excellent. There's a tiny window. By the way, if he makes a great play and jumps it, it's over. And that's obviously a play I've watched you make it a dozen times. But in a situation like that, I mean, you're obviously comfortable with that throw. When you let go of that ball, is your takeaway, I hit this in practice all week, or am I overstating how dangerous that throw is?
No, I think you're overstating how dangerous that throw is. I think that the windows in the NFL are like that a lot, and I just missed it inside. And if I felt like he was going to make the play, I should have moved on to my next progression. You know, that's one you live and you learn from. And Denzel obviously is a great player. I've played with Denzel. He's in my recruiting class at Ohio State, so I've known how great of a player he is from day one. And he had a great game. That's just one you live and you learn. You want to move on to the next progression, and you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So I want you to go back a year from today. Joe Burrow today and Joe Burrow last year around this time. Where has been your biggest jump or your biggest improvement in the calendar year?
You know, I think understanding defenses, understanding situational football in the NFL has gotten a lot better. And I think my checks at the line of scrimmage have really come a long way. I've just seen a lot more football now and understand what to get to against certain defenses. And, you know, I think we're a lot better as a team. I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about our coaching staff and all the players we have. So, you know, I think the future is really bright for us.
You know, 11 of the 16 teams in the AFC are above 500. It's really deep. I mean, go ask Buffalo yesterday. Like if you don't go on the road and you're not buttoned up, it gets ugly fast in this league. When you look your first half, it's absolutely a success. People did not see you as a playoff team. So now you get your bye week and you go into the second half. Do you feel like, all right, tweaks? Where do you feel your offense can get better? Because bye week, remember last year, Joe, that's when Brady and the Buccaneers really popped. They were really struggling into the bye. They got 10 days off, and they were a different team. So is it tweaks, or where do you go in the second half? You feel like we got to make big improvements or smaller improvements?
We just have to stop turning the ball over. You know, the biggest thing for us, we've moved the ball against everybody. We've just hurt ourselves with turnovers, fumbles, interceptions. You know, I can do a much better job of taking care of the ball. And when I start doing that, and when we start doing that as an offense, you know, we've moved the ball against everybody. You know, I think it'll be a good bye week just to, you know, step away from football, be a fan for a week, you know, watch all the games across the league, see how people win, see how people lose. Sometimes that's what it takes. Like you said, the Bucs were 7-5 going into bye week last year. And, you know, you saw what they did the last half and going into the playoffs. So everything is in front of us. You know, we're excited about where we're at. Obviously, the last 2 weeks were disappointing, but you know, we still got everything on the table for us.
Yeah. Was there a, when you look at Cleveland's game plan, did they show you things you hadn't seen at this point in your career? When you go to that line of scrimmage, especially against rivals where you see them twice a year, you play the Browns several times, anything you didn't expect, or is it just a matter of efficiency, making plays work? Are you fooled less, surprised less today than 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely fooled less. I would say, you know, if you look at that game, you know, we played poorly, but it only came down to maybe five or six plays where, you know, we made mistakes and they capitalized on them. You know, sometimes, you know, if you know, Denzel tips a ball on a slant, it might go in the dirt. Yesterday, it turned out to be an interception for them, and then they score a touchdown. So those mistakes that we had, you know, you got to give them credit. They capitalized on them and made big plays. And then we just, you know, we weren't able to come back from that. So that's why I'm saying you got to be better, limit the turnovers, and play on schedule.
When Ja'Marr Chase has a drop or it doesn't go right, how do you ensure, because listen, man, this game's emotional. It can get into your head. You know, right now, Patrick Mahomes, he's a little lost, not quite the zip, not quite the confidence. This is a hard game physically and mentally. How do you ensure, what kind of, do you pep talk it? If a guy has a drop in a game, do you go and talk about it or do you let him be in his own space? How do you manage that?
Yeah, I think you have to understand the player that you're dealing with. you know, with Jamar, I know the kind of player he is. I know the kind of guy he is. I don't say anything to him. But, you know, as a leader, that comes with the territory of knowing each and every one of your receivers and each and every one of the players on your team individually. So, you know, hey, this guy had a drop. I got to go talk to him. I got to go say something. Or this guy had a drop. I don't have to say anything to him. I know he's going to be fine. So that just comes with being a leader and understanding your guys.
Yeah. Finally, my daughter went to a Baltimore Ravens game and had the pleasure to sit next to Joe's family and his mother. And my daughter was so blown away by how cool the family was. And there is a picture of your beautiful mother and my adorable daughter. And I will tell you this. You can tell a lot about a son from the parents, and my daughter just kept going on. Oh, they are so sweet. They're so supportive and nice. And you know what I told them, Joe? I said, tell her if I've ever said anything bad about Joe, I apologize. I got nervous.
Well, my dad and I, during quarantine, we used to watch your show all the time. You know, I would get my workouts done in the morning. You know, you were on it 12 o'clock Eastern time. I'd come home, not a lot to do, not a lot on it, 12 Eastern on a Wednesday. So we'd sit down and watch your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Great family. Enjoy the bye week. Watch football like the rest of America, my friend, and better days ahead. Great seeing you.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Joe Burrow.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Here's Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
We were also talking about the ticket situation because Jordan Love's girlfriend and his mom went viral.
And they were up in the rafters.
Yeah, they were up very, very high. And we were talking about it with Joe before we came on air. So that's the tickets for the families, for the away families.
They like, always are sitting
there. We would go to away games when Jason was playing. My brother's Jason Taylor, for those of you who don't know. That's where we would be.
I don't like that.
Very high up. Well, you have to consider you have the home team and all of their tickets and their family that has to be allotted for, and coaches' families, and then you have season ticket holders, and then you have the resale market. So there's only so many seats in the stadium. So like that's where they put the away family.
New rule: quarterbacks' mothers.
I know it looks crazy, but I'm telling you, it didn't look crazy to me because that's where the seats are. Like that's if you get the seats,
a soft spot
and you're
moms.
In a away game moms, or away player, that's where your family's going to sit. Yeah, that's why like you know most guys will just buy them on the resale market for their families or you know get a suite or whatever you know depending on who you are. But yeah, that's where those seats are. So Bill Belichick had plenty of successes against Sam Darnold, and that continued on Sunday. The Patriots picked off Darnold in three consecutive possessions.
This one's just a terrible throw.
In the second half, returning one of them for a touchdown. So he finished 16 of 33 for 172 yards, along with those three interceptions. Mac Jones had two early turnovers, but he overcame them, throwing for 139 yards and a touchdown. And New England got the 24-6 win over Carolina. Darnold is 0-4 in his career against the Patriots. One touchdown, nine interceptions. He has a lower passer rating against the Patriots than any other opponent, 41.2.
And the Patriots give you, especially with Darnold, they give you no freebies over the top. So they force you to have 12-play drives, and Darnold has shown an inability for 12 plays not to make a mistake.
Carolina's going to be in the quarterback
market. Oh, absolutely. They are now. They just haven't announced it. Yeah,
there's also a little bit of an incident with Mac Jones and Brian Burns. Mac turned the ball over, and he was trying to stop Brian Burns.
Yeah, I saw that. What do I make of this?
So, yeah. So there's a fumble here, sack fumble, and he's trying to stop Brian Burns from running after the ball.
But
he holds his ankle and twists his ankle. So it was a dirty play. No penalty was called, but he was injured on the play. Brian Burns was, and spent some time in the medical tent. You can see him there if you watch in the corner, him holding his leg. So according to Tom Pelissero, the NFL will review it, but he's likely just going to get a fine, but they are going to review it as part of the normal process. So the Ravens rallied from a 14-point third quarter deficit.
It was a wild, fun game.
Yes, to force overtime against the Vikings on Sunday. Has there been an overtime in every single week this year? I feel like there has been. It's been a lot of overtimes. Baltimore got the ball first, but Anthony Barr pulled off an acrobatic interception to start their possession of the Vikings on the 38-yard line. Ravens forced a three and out to get the ball back, and then Lamar Jackson led a five-minute drive down the field to set up the game-winning field goal try, and Justin Tucker, the greatest of all time, kicked a 36-yarder to win 34-31. And Lamar Jackson tied Michael Vick's record with the 10th game of at least 100 rushing yards.
They moved the ball. It was not a lack of moving the ball. It was a weird game. When you watched it, your takeaway was Baltimore's a way better football team here. I mean, the Vikings got a kickoff return for a touchdown. And by the way, you get credit for those. I'm not saying special teams don't matter, this is one of those games where, like, I knew. In fact, what's the number of plays? I bet you Baltimore ran 75 plays and Minnesota ran 40. It felt like Baltimore, Minnesota couldn't sustain drives at all. You just kept thinking to yourself, God, can Baltimore just get points out of this?
We've had back-to-back-to-back, like, weird weekends. We had the weekends where all the kickers missed everything, and then we had the backup weekends where all the backup quarterbacks were incredible, and then this weekend it was just all these, like, wild underdog
Baltimore,
wins.
Baltimore had 89 snaps. Minnesota had 52. And that's the game you watched.
And that was the final score.
And it
score.
Went to overtime.
Yeah, it's wild. So there were two big fights that took place this weekend. In the UFC, Kamaru Usman faced Colby Covington in the main event of 268. Fight went the distance. It was a great fight. Usman successfully defended his welterweight title. He won by unanimous decision. He was clearly the better fighter in that fight, but he did say it was more physical than people are giving it credit for. And then Canelo Alvarez and Caleb Plant met in a fight to unify the super middleweight titles. Canelo promised to punish Plant before the fight, and he did win by TKO in the 11th round and became the undisputed champ. Usman and Covington also fought at UFC 245 in December of 2019, and Usman won that.
Canelo's
via fifth round knockout.
Canelo's an all-time great fighter, though.
He is very. I mean, this was a good fight. Like, it obviously ended in a knockout, but it was a really good fight. Canelo he just has bricks for hands.
Yep.
His punching power is just incredible, and he was very calculated and very light.
That's what he is
throughout the fight.
He's very calculated.
Yes.
Like, he's a professional boxer. Everything's under control.
He's not a wild swinger.
Nope, never out of control.
He's going to take his pound of flesh, if you will, with every punch that
he
throws.
And he's going to score.
Yeah.
His punches always have a point.
Yeah. Two great fights this weekend.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm George Wrighster, host of the Wrighster or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches.
Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Joy put it well. We had a week earlier this year. It was a disaster for kickers. We had the week 2 weeks ago. The backup quarterback stole the show. Yesterday, really good teams mostly got crushed by inferior teams. So we call it the three-word game. Every NFL game can be described succinctly in three words. Here we go. Let's start with Thursday. Jets-Colts. Wentz in a while. Carson Wentz. Seven games with multiple touchdowns. I know he makes some bad, reckless throws, but he has 15 total TDs and two picks over his last six games. The Colts right now, I would say, are about the best team in the league that wouldn't make the playoffs. So, and Carson Wentz is a big reason why. Atlanta, New Orleans, calm, cool, collected. Younghoe Koo, 29-yard winning field goal. Time expired. His third game-winning field goal as time has expired in the last six games. Folks, you can draft a kicker. I don't want to hear that. You don't think kickers matter? Look at Atlanta. 4-2 in their last six games. They got themselves a big-time in-the-clutch kicker. Matt Ryan also made – he had some drops. Matt Ryan had some big-time throws in this game. Denver-Dallas. Dak looked whack. Second worst completion rate. Dak had less than 100 yards passing with under 10 minutes left. Now remember, and we're going to see this with Aaron Rodgers next week. He didn't practice for a full week. He was off. He's got a calf injury. They were getting pressure on him. They had season low in points and total yards. That's probably the worst I've seen Dak. Something wasn't right. My guess is he didn't practice at full speed this week. That's it. Patriots, Panthers. Take your pick. Sam Darnold now 0-for-4 against New England. One touchdown, nine interceptions. Panthers have scored one TD in their last three games. Darnold, 26.3 passer rating. He is not an effortless thrower. He makes the difficult look impossible and the easy look difficult. And Belichick has, no shock, his number. Vikings-Ravens, another Minnesota meltdown. Seven of the eight games this year for Minnesota have ended on one possession. I'm going to read this. Five of the Vikings' eight games have ended on the final play. Now, that's to a point where that's not random. That's a quarterback who shrinks. Vikings blew a 14-point lead. I'm not giving them a pass on that. Cleveland-Cincinnati, Mayfield of dreams. Baker Mayfield now 6-1 against the Bengals. Browns won the turnover battle 3-0. Baker only completes 14 passes, but his passer rating of 136.2 at a season high. This was a big over-the-top play to Donovan Peoples-Jones. So in the end, these divisional games, these carve out your season. These are more important. They can be used as tiebreakers. And to Baker Mayfield's credit, he may not have been asked to do a ton, but what he was asked to do, he did well. Buffalo-Jacksonville. Hit a Buffalo. So the Bills reached the red zone on their opening possession and never got back. You know, the weakness for this team, we've said it, has been their offensive line. They addressed it in the draft, but it is still a work in progress. Josh Allen, by the way, was pressured on over 39% of his throws. That is a really, really high percentage. The Bills also, and you got to give the Jags credit for this, the Bills had 12 penalties. Why? Because Jacksonville made them very uncomfortable, sort of like the Titans did to the Rams. Houston, Miami, did not watch. 9 turnovers. I'm not watching that. I got to skip a game every weekend. I was not watching that mess. Raiders, Giants, giant defensive statement. Now, here come the Giants. 3 takeaways off usually efficient Derek Carr. 3rd straight game for the Giants, allowing 20 points or less. And I just throw this out there. The Giants are one of only 2 teams in the NFL with 1-plus takeaway every game this year. Who's the other one? Another team, I keep saying, they're not out of it. The other team is the Colts. So the Colts and Giants defense take the ball away. That's important. You win games that way. Chargers, Eagles, Herbert hurts them. Boy, was he good. 84% completion percentage. He's 23. 12th career 300-yard passing game. 360 passing yards. You know, listen, man, West Coast team goes east. And it's not like Jalen Hurts isn't productive. He had a great final drive. And if you and this game did not get watched by a large percentage of the country. But boy, Herbert makes really good decisions. He's a kid. He's going to have bad Sundays. But he doesn't throw the deep ball a ton. But when he does, oh, God, does he throw a beautiful deep ball. Green Bay, Kansas City. Mahomes beats Love. Patrick Mahomes, fewest passing yards of his career. He was 0-for-5 on deep balls. Second time the Chiefs have been shut out in the second half in the Mahomes era. It's not right. His mechanics are a little loose. Travis Kelce had a couple of drops. We've got to be fair about this. Nobody's given them the over-the-top throw, and he tends to be somebody that likes the big swing. So it's not right. They'll get it right. But the story that's not talked about a lot in this game because they won is Patrick struggled. Arizona, San Francisco. Big backup blowout. Good God. Colt McCoy didn't have DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green. They lost running back Chase Edmonds early. What a clever game plan. And Greg Olson talked about this. The Case Keenum, the Colt McCoy, those guys are valuable. They don't need all the reps. You can insert them in week 8, insert them in week 14, and get a reasonable performance. And what I liked about Arizona here was a lot of their game calling. Their play calling was very creative. Why? Because Colt McCoy's been around the league. His dad was a coach. You don't have to worry about him pre-snap. This kid's seen everything. He may not be a franchise guy, but it was a very aggressive afternoon of play calling by Arizona because they got a Case Keenum. They got a Colt McCoy. They got somebody that's been around the league a lot. That's why Nick Foles keeps getting a job. Tennessee, L.A., Titanic Tennessee win. 5-game winning streak since losing to the Jets. Their last 4 wins have all come as an underdog. This is a real key. They are 6-0 this year against teams that made the playoffs last year. What's impressive about Tennessee, you can argue they play down to their competition. Okay, but when they play the Bills, when they play a Kansas City, when they play a Rams, I mean, this game was not competitive. They were so much better than the Rams were. They pushed them around. You couldn't watch this game. It's almost like Denver-Dallas. You couldn't watch the game. And then one team just didn't come in more aggressive with a better game plan. This game was not even as competitive as the score says. It never felt particularly close. Chicago, Pittsburgh tonight. Bear with them. Listen, the Bears will be playing without Khalil Mack. Pittsburgh brings a lot of people. Justin Fields is really young, and they're going to bring a lot of people. I think I like Pittsburgh to win and cover tonight. Their offense with Najee Harris is slowly getting better. Bear with them. It's going to take a while. By the way, Matt Nagy will return to coach against the Steelers. He was missing. And Fields has 200-plus yards in just one of six starts. So he's not going to be great. You're going to see a lot of – Justin Fields is going to give you some wow moments. You're going to get a couple scrambles and a couple throws. You're like, wow. Pittsburgh is one of the last teams you'd want a young quarterback to face. Kansas City, Jordan Love got a break with Kansas City. That's not a great defense. All right. That is tonight. Can't wait. So, good show today. Michael Vick, Greg Olson, Joe Burrow stopped by. One of the things we talk about with the NFL, we call it like overreaction Monday. Greg Olson was talking about this with the Dallas Cowboys, is they came into the game, and a lot of their material was if it got out of hand and Denver was getting blown out. And by the middle of the second quarter, you're like, yeah, Dallas can't move the ball. They're just not ready to go. And so you sit there and you kind of joke around. And I thought Olson brought up something very interesting. I always, when fans think the announcer has it out for their team, Greg Olson was so honest. When you're in that broadcast booth, you just want close. Because if you get to the end of the second quarter, a couple of weeks ago, Brady and the Bears played. It was over at half. I felt so bad for the broadcasting team. You're like, you got 2 hours to go. And the game's not competitive. And by the way, the only people sticking around at that point are Bears fans and Bucks fans. And so Bears fans think you're picking on them. Bucks fans want to be told how great they are. And so that Dallas game, I didn't talk a ton about it today because there's nothing to take from it. That's a bury the tape game. Now, the Bills loss is a little disturbing because their offensive line, we saw Pittsburgh dominate their offensive line. We saw the Jags dominate their offensive line. That's a little concerning. We've seen a couple of times. The Rams is a little concerning. We've seen them blown out at home twice. And Sean McVay is a lot of times using the same 11 personnel, straight drops. Stafford needs creativity and deception. He's not a great – he's a good athlete, obviously, but he's not a super mobile guy. So the Rams loss, little concerning. Bills loss, a little concerning. But what I saw from Dallas, I have not seen since last year. Not competitive, couldn't move the ball. Dak's worst start as a pro. It's like, I literally, there are games occasionally. I mean, Tom Brady last year forgot what down it was against Chicago. That's not going to happen again.
Well, you generally want to throw out your best performance and your worst performance.
That's right.
And that's really what you are.
We always say that if you're a real estate person for 20 years, throw out your worst year, your first year in the business. Throw out your best year, which is, you know, you sold a mansion because you had a connection, a cousin knew a cousin. And the other 18 years will define sort of what you are. If you take away Matt Ryan's MVP year and his rookie year, what is he? B+. I watched Matt yesterday. Matt's a good quarterback.
Yeah, it's important to know you have the capability of reaching that.
If you have the perfect coordinator,
right.
You have an extra weapon. But if you take out Matt's rookie year and his MVP year, you got a borderline Pro Bowl, B+ guy. You can win a lot of games with Matt Ryan. Probably not going to get you to the Super Bowl out of years. You win a lot of games yesterday. He won that game yesterday, not just the kicker.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.